Sure. So I'll take a look at the Mishura. And lo and behold, he says like this. V'chozev ha'omer, u'b'mokam shelo nohagu la'asor mochim b'yado. I thought, boy, I must have gotten crazy. I guess I want to see ain't mochim b'yado. So then I take a look, and where is it from? It's from the Magen Avraham. So I take a look at the Magen Avraham. First, I didn't take a look at the Magen Avraham. So it's just a mistake. So if, I don't know what we should do, because it says, "Ubamakom shelono agulach zor ein mochem b'yada."
Wow! And the Mishnah Berurah there was quoting the Magen Avraham. Unbelievable.
I wonder if the new Mishnah Berurah has picked it up.
So then I take a look at the Bar Hetev. The Bar Hetev says like this. He says, "Ubamakam shalom ha'gulav zor ein melchim b'yadam." Bar Hetev. So my son was here. Said, "Do me a favor." He thought of actually. Said, "There are new Mishnah Berurahs."
Right.
So sure enough, in the new Mishnah Berurahs, they corrected it.
Really?
Yep.
Ein melchim b'yadam.
Ein melchim b'yadam.
Okay.
Wow.
Should we use that?
Did they point out that it was a correction, or they just, that's just the way they
said it, they just changed it? See, where does it come from? It comes from the Teres of Canaan. It says, V'yesh omrim she'en lach riach, he says, lahokil. But my son is right, he says, that's v'lach kohol. Shelo hayu noagin b'chazoras gimel tevas, she'yi machzir nosa. So, so he says, "In lachriach kol." That's knowing not to do it. To do it. That's what.
Who is that?
Teres of Canaan.
Who's that?
He quotes a lot of poskim. One of the ones that he quotes. See, the Magen Avraham quotes Perek Ches B'Shem Rabbi Levi Chaviv Siman Ayin Gimel V'Ram Al Shekar Siman Tes Vav V'Rashach Siman Lamed Gimel. Reim Chelak Aleph Chelak Aleph Sefer Aleph Ayin Sham Siman Beis. So he has a whole bunch of places, but he has on the V'yesh Omrim, he has the Reim.
Been discussed.
What?
Been discussed before.
Yeah. It's been discussed before. So therefore, you can do it. I mean, after all, Gra knew that the Ramban didn't say it, none of the early ones said it. So apparently the Gra held that you could be misaking something later. That's what it must have held. So what were they misaking? So the Gra held that the Shatz just says, "Ani Hashem Elokecha." And he's Chozav Omar Hashem Elokecha Menas. So apparently he held the first time, he's Ani Hashem Elokecha. But the Gemara says you have to be Someich Elokecha to Emes because Hashem Elokim Emes. Right? So the Gra held that the Shatz, since the Shatz missed Ani Hashem Elokecha Menas, so he needs Hashem Elokim Emes, that idea. So he's Chozer Hashem Elokecha Emes to Motzi the Kohol with the extra, that was the Takana. The Motzi the Kohol with the extra three.
Why can't you
just
do it the first time?
Because then, why can't you just...
Just finish it like every other Kapitol of Tehillim or anything that you say. So just say, Ani Hashem Elokecha Emes.
Because then it won't be, in other words, his Hashem Elokecha Emes won't be extra three words.
Oh, you mean because you want the extra words?
Yeah.
And that's the way they got the extra words. They told them to finish it by leaving off MS.
That's
then
right.
Then you got a problem that you have to fix, and then
that's
you
right.
Fix it by doing Hashem Elokecha Emes.
That's right.
So in other words, even if it
doesn't make it much better.
Doesn't make it much better.
But right? I guess it is better.
So in other words, even if a shots is...
Yeah. So, but he must hold that you're allowed to be misaking later. That's what he must hold.
It's a funny takana, anyways. And, for, you know.
And why can't you do a biyachid also?
You mean, put accident,
just say Hashem Nesham Ketham, and then realize you forgot to say Hashem Ketham. You mean the Shantz, so why does
the Shantz have more of a right to do it? You're right. So you're saying not finishing MS.
He's saying it for the Kaal. Yochid can't say it for himself. He's always saying it for himself.
He's saying it for most of the Kaal.
Yeah.
So that's why he could stop by and hear Hashem Ketham and not say MS, and then he's missing Hashem Ketham MS. So he says Hashem Elokecha Memes, which is Hashem Elokim Memes, and he's mostly the call. But why only the call? Why can't he do Biyachid? So apparently Biyachid, he can't do it. Maybe because Biyachid, he can't do it because he's just violating the Halacha. Halacha is the first time you say Yes, we Samech Et Emes.
Yeah.
But B'kohol, you could do it, because it was a takana in order to finish the Reish Mem Ches for the call.
When I was mistaken, every other does it, and this way every other gets Reish Mem Ches on his own.
No, because you mean why does the Shatz have a right not to do it the first time? Because the matir is that he's going to do it for the call the second time.
So why wouldn't they just matir it for you didn't do it a second time?
Because in other words, for Yachid you can't do it because the Yachid was Chayev the first time. But Letzora HaKohol, they were Matir it. In other words, Letzora HaKohol, they were Matir that the Shat shouldn't finish it, and now will be Chayev to go back over it. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe it's like you can't have, like, what's the Yachid going to say? I mean, Yashon
Okefem. Yeah, you can't have.
I'm asking, like, it's, you just repeat, you know? Just but since the Shatz could function in two roles, you function as the Yachid saying, Kriya Shema, and he's saying, Yashon Okefem.
That's right.
And you function as the Shatz, for the people, and says, Yashon Okefem.
That's right.
I mean, but the Yachid, it would be ridiculous. You just say, Yashon Okefem. Because the Shatz has two roles, he's saying it as the Yachid and then as the Shatz, so then that's where you could set it up in that.
That's right. That's probably the girl.
But you still need a takana, you mean?
That's I still need a takana. That's at least we're able to work something.
It really bothers me, Michelle.
But I took a look at that Mishnah Berurah this morning. I thought, oh, man.
So, what do you think the first time you saw the there was something?
The first time I must have seen the Bar Eitech.
The idea.
Right.
Could be
so right,
and then you figure
Mishnah Berurah
is the same thing.
Yeah. And then I was looking at Mishnah Berurah. I thought maybe I saw it there. Take a look. I said, I must have read it in. I mean,
1 second. So, going back to the way we should be knowing.
Mamoros, Maimar Chavches Chelag Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel Kosav, the Shatzaina Omer Balach Hashemis, the Yochid Omer Balach Hashemis, Veina Chosav Omer Emes, the Nimtza Dahavi Ramach Tevos Mechuvan, Avol Im Omer Balachash Emes, Bechozer Omer Emes, Havi Reish Mem Tes Tevos.
The Rav Shulchan asked that. He says somehow you only count the first time, it's not the second
time. Ubozem Yushov Pashtun Talmudo, the Koma in a Chozer Omer Emes, Val Ravi Nitchar Pozel, Ayin Shem, Avol Ram Alshaka Kosov, Shiashlom Agamba Pamarishan Emes, Shilulaf Benem Vemes. Vemes. Vemes Hasheni Eino Min Aminyan. But then he said, where do you have, if the Emes Hasheni is Eino Min Aminyan,
where do you have the Reshma Press?
Where do you have the, yeah, I don't get it.
Why are you saying it?
No, but you're doing it for everyone else. Everyone else needs
to. Why are you saying it then?
It's funny then, if you're not going to count the second Emes.
Why are you saying Emes then? It's stupid.
To connect it to the other thing. Why are you saying the first Emes or the second Emes?
Second Emes. Like and if it doesn't count, if for
anything,
but where's the three?
First MS, and then Shalom Gaiham.
Oh, you mean he says it out loud?
Oh.
It must be, right?
Unless for the shots on the last three. And
but you still have 248.
See where the other three?
MS.
You still have 248, even if you say Shalom Gaiham, MS, Shalom Gaiham.
No, it's 249.
First MS is not part of the thing.
Why not?
No, it's not part of the
thing. So why are you saying it? Why are you saying it?
Which part's not?
When he says first Emes,
he says the second one is not.
Yachshon says the second one's not also.
He says the second one's not.
It's weird to say that you're right in the middle.
The Gur is the straightest way. And the Mishnah reads down to the Gur held like the Sarma Maris.
What to say just on Yashon Kecha? not to the Tanya. So if you do it that way, then you should do that. Why is Yeri Yachid, do we say? Yeri Yachid davening in the minion. Why do we say Ani Yashem Lekech on Amas?
Because the Gemara says you have to say it.
But doesn't it say Amas Biyasa? Isn't it because he's supposed to say Amas Biyasa?
No, it says She Yismach Amas. That's the Gemara's question. Because of Amas and Amas.
Oh, you mean when you say Amas, do you then go back and say, or do you somehow say it's Mitzuraf even without that?
It's Mitzuraf and it's Mitzuraf to
Biyasa.
And you start off with Biyasa.
Even though there's a break for the Shas.
Even though Chatzilah doesn't sound like a neder, yeah.
What do you do if you're like reading the Gershma later? You say,
who is this?
What?
Who?
Yeah, in me. And me. The isn't
right. We don't follow this.
We don't follow up. Saying, just came across an interesting Miri on a different Musa, on Daf Yud. He said, interesting, he says, Mitachsise kol balmida. That the ways of a balmida is lahakir lezuloso, to recognize in somebody else besides himself, kol maila shi'eshlo yeser olav. Every maila that he has more than him, v'lo yikane bo. V'lo yistar olav. Ba'oso dover shehu gadol bo olav. He shouldn't make himself greater in that thing that the other guy has is better than him. He shouldn't make himself greater. Imu tamu chacham v'shekinegdo ashir. If he's a Talmud Chacham and the other guy's an Ashir, he says, Yakir and Chacham, but Mailas Ashra. Ukvoda. Interesting thing. And the Ashir, Yakir and Chacham, but Mailas Ashra, Ukvoda. Shalzeh.
What?
Imu Talmud Chacham and Vishaknek, the Ashir, Yakir and Chacham, but Mailas Ashra, Ukvoda, Shalzeh. The Yakir Zeh, Mailas Chachmasa, Shalzeh.
That doesn't work.
What's
that? You have two guys. One guy's a
Wealthy
guy, and one guy's a Talmud Chacham.
So the Talmud Chacham should recognize
the godless of the Usher.
Godless of the Usher.
And not
be jealous. And the Usher should recognize the godless of the Chacham.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen.
Which way?
The Usher usually doesn't recognize the godless of the Chacham.
Tom Chalm doesn't even recognize the goddess of the Asher either.
Was he fool himself? I mean, what's the goddess of an Asher?
You guys understand the market.
Let's say the guy. I guess an Asher because he was
Yorushit.
He was Yorushit. Because he got too many by circumstance. He won the lottery.
Okay, that's a different thing. But the bottom line is, there are situations a guy could be Asher. It's like that, but it also would be the guy who builds himself from nothing.
So in other words,
he doesn't have the mile.
Right. I mean, if the guy...
Let's say guy's a chacham in his field, but he was unsuccessful, but he's a big chacham in his field.
You don't recognize him.
Why not?
He was financially unsuccessful in his field, but he's a big chacham in his field.
But isn't that recognizing a different trait that he has? Then you're recognizing him as a chacham.
It's not muchach. I mean, it's not a thing that's muchach. I mean, when a guy's a chacham, it means that he's able to pull it off. If he didn't pull it off, I mean, everybody could be a chacham. I mean, you don't know really if he's a chacham unless he actually does it. Because he might be missing something. That's why he's
in other words, it's not the ashiras.
I didn't analyze that.
It's the ashiras being a manifestation of his chacham, you say.
Right. B'tzeva chachma, b'tzeva kosef. It's pasuk in Kehelos. Everybody likes the other pasuk. That but that means that that's possible. But really, the main pasuk is b'tzeva chachma b'tzeva kosef. unless like in today's world is a little different. Man, you got to investigate. Now, check his name is not in the papers. But it's an interesting mirror, isn't it? It's a mirror. It's a mirror. Okay.
But what's the Musar over there?
Now, the Musar over there is that even a Talmud Chacham, who thinks that he's a great Chacham, has to recognize the specific Chacham of an Ashir. Mm. Like a Warren Buffett. Mm. You have to recognize that that's a specific Chacham.
Definitely
it's an interesting thing. It goes on because he brings down that the And he brings down further. He says that v'chein b'chol shor ha'maylos v'yakir ba'al ha'muat v'val ha'yeser v'atim b'chrodo. So the u'olam tamu chacham ha'mu'uta b'shleimus maylos amigos maylos ha'kaf ha'shnio. So he says then there's another thing that the general guy of the tamu chacham is should come first. But it doesn't mean, it doesn't excuse the Talmud Chacham from recognizing the Chacham of the Yashir. Okay, but he then there's another question of who comes first. So who comes first is the Talmud Chacham. So he says,
In Kibbut.
Ela'im hoya bo melech, o manhig, she'ein shun mailan areches eitzel mailos malchus. Elohim came Milas Navua, Sha'afi Cholekes and Mamalchus, Ba'an Hago Besror, that Navua and Malchus split. Vain Bazeshiko, Kvamatsinu Sha'aliyo Holach Eitzelachov, because he was Melach. Kvamatsinu Sha'kinegdo Sha'yoram Holach Eitzel Elisha. And the Melach went to Elisha, and we come to him, Iredava Le'echad Me'em,
It's interesting, huh? So we go either way.
The Navi and the Melech goes either way. But the Talmud Chacham and the Yashar, Talmud Chacham takes precedence. But it doesn't excuse him from recognizing the Mile of the Yashar. Mile of the Yashar. It's interesting.
And Talmud Chacham is going to be the Melech and the Navi?
Talmud Chacham vis-a-vis the Melech and Navi, he's lower. Elohim Elohim Hoya Bo Melech Al Manhig Shein Shem Maila Narecha Seisel Malas Malchus. Interesting.
It's funny that the Navi.
I would think the Talmud Chacham should be higher than Melech, but it's not true. It's very interesting. And Melech and Talmud Chacham are on the same plane.
Well, Malchus, you can understand, because that's Svara, right?
That's Svara, Svara.
Right, but insofar as Svara and
I guess it reflects Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Reflects what?
Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech, Malchus, and Malchus. So Malchus, the mead of Malchus, reflects the mead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Manig, he's the manigo.
Yeah. But wouldn't knowledge be better than that? I mean, knowledge of Akash Bakhu that the Navi has should trump Malchus.
Yeah, but he's saying that the Midah of Malchus is Midas Akash Bakhu.
So is the Midas of knowledge.
Of what?
Knowledge.
Yeah. Of knowledge. Both. So that's why they're equal. I mean, your question is that the
Chacham should be higher.
That the Navi Chacham should be higher.
Right.
Yes, there are certain people that represent me as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Navi, because our Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks with him, and the Melech, because of the Inyan of Malchus. So they can't differentiate. In other words, it's not for the Navi himself, because that would be Talmud Chacham. But the Navi reflects Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Menabe Es Bnei Adam. So that's why they both reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you can't split them. I mean, you can't raise one from the other. You have to treat them either.
It's not measuring who's a greater person.
Right.
It's measuring who reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
That's exactly.
Funny thing that he said, I think when you read the Miri, it said that you should recognize his, when each guy recognizes the other Midah, he said, and he shouldn't be jealous of him, right?
Right.
So the Talmud Chacham is jealous of the Chachma of the Asher.
Could be.
Was it?
Could be. What does Gemara say? Gemara says that Talmud Chacham has the next world. So Rava says, Amisani l'Talmid Chachamim Trei Alma. Is it bad for the Talmud Chacham to have two worlds? apparently the usher is something. We see by the Yavos. The Gemara says that, I mean, I don't know what the Ram does, but the Gemara says that the Rosh Yeshiva, those two guys, who was it, Rosh Lakish was talking with, I forget who it was, and Rosh Lakish went for learning, he became a Talmud Chacham, and became the Rosh Yeshiva, and they made him very wealthy. So, then he came back, and he said he made a mistake, but the other one went into business. They both told him. But you see that, and by a kain, a kain of gold
meyachov. Yes, they give him, they throw money.
They give him a lot of money, yeah. Okay.
I think it mentions Ashiris, right? It does.
Ashiris was one of the only midas that Yisrael's ate to
the. It says he found Chachamim, but not Nirvana. Nirvana he didn't find. People that are creative and are able to make Torah growth the Chachamim through their Havana. That's hard to find. That's still true today. It means acquired knowledge. And Bina means creative knowledge. That's not fine. Okay. Torah has beauty. And like Mo'a hafti Torah secho, kol ha'yom hisichasi. It means that Torah is unique, that the bedrock of Torah from which everything emanates has a tremendous beauty to it. The person who created a system wouldn't have a beauty to it. It'd be a system. But the beauty, the system has a beauty to it, so even if you have a havamina, it still has a beauty. Because the nature of the system, that's kibbutz shel rov, that the bedrock of the system is such that it lends itself to this, with the derech and the whole thing, the whole system. That can't be a man-made thing.
You see the chinuch on basul midrash? Basul midrash, when he speaks that mashal about the picking of fruit from the tree. Even if you higher up, and even if you can, if you can just take a leaf and smooth it on.
That's the kind of thing.
Beautiful. It says that the chinuch. Yeah, basul midrash. Beautiful. It's unbelievable. You think that would be the introduction to Sefer, because he speaks about the beauty of mitzvahs there.
So he says they're different.
Pulling off fruit, and if you can't reach high to get the good fruit, even if you can just get the leaf to.
Wow. That says,
you say that again?
What again?
If you work on the wrong.
No, I'm saying because somebody asked me. They said that. What am I saying that the Torah has beauty to it? But what about the? Maybe it's just beauty. It's a mistake. But the thing is, a system with is a man-made system. Where there's a mistake, there's no beauty to it. You see. But over here, the nature of the material was made by God in a way that the material lends itself, like Chazal say, or Aaron Cutler always used to call it, parm v'ruchim. The Divrei Torah, parm v'ruchim. They multiply. That's because of the nature of the material lends itself to that. You know what I mean? It's not like a legal system. Legal system is not
beautiful. It's not discrete. Like it's just
the whole substance.
Just,
yeah.
Exactly. If you have a wrong gear, just that particular is not.
Even though you have a wrong gear, but that's just like a havamina. A havamina has a beauty to it too.
And the process that a person goes through.
The material and the process
together. Right.
Bring out a beauty. Lends itself to an unbelievable beauty.
Even with the wrong facts.
You have the wrong facts, right? Yeah, it could be, but I mean, it could be the facts are so wrong that it's not going to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take it off. Okay, good.
We're not going to be back to Brock.
Okay, I'm Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazim. Nine Shana Matargim Rasha Lagbia Kol Yosem at Kore. Shana Mar Moshi Daber Val Kim Yanana Bekol. Shane Talmud Lomar. Was it? But it says Bakol.
Bakol.
It says Bakol. So she ain't talking no more Bakol.
She just said Moshe Davar Kimi Anenu.
Okay. Umatam lomar bekol, bekol shel Moshe?
Bekolom.
Shel Moshe.
Right. So does Rashi say anything on this?
No.
No, right?
No.
Okay, so take Tesis, guys. I think it's the only explanation.
Bekol shel Moshe. Vim tomar, he chumaisi raya mi Moshe.
Yeah, got it.
Pimtomer hechim maisi raya Moshe v'hat sarach lasuye de Moshe haya mitargim v'lo haya meirim kolo yosem mea kadosh baruch hu shehaya kore v'hu mevi shekadosh baruch hu haya kore o Moshe haya mitargim.
Right. So why is it saying that a kadosh baruch hu didn't raise his voice louder than Moshe?
Right.
But Moshe's the mitargim.
Right.
And the Kore can raise it, can it be a higher voice? The Metargim can't be higher, so
right.
The Pirush of Alphas.
The Pirush of Alphas.
When you refer to Metargim,
is this really in the Rif?
The Pirush of Alphas, Bekol Shal Moshe, Mistama Moshe, Bechol Kocho Hayaone, Kedei Lashmiya Kol Cholam, Abal Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lo Hayatzorach Laharim Kolo, Sharei Lo Hayim Daber. Moshe, Levad. Afil Hachi, Hayamagbia Kol, Kiddish Loyehe Kol, Shamosha, Metargame, Ram, Yosem, Mikol, Shal, Karish Barhu, Shahaya Kori.
I guess that's a good one. So, what's the Tamatavar? That the Metargame can't be Magbia Kol, Yosem, and a Kori. Shenema.
Because you give more credence to the Metargim than to the.
Seeing that it's not good because you're saying God didn't raise his call. But God is the Korah. So why are you saying that God didn't raise his call higher than Moshe?
Right, has approved it.
Has approved it.
even.
Her the first, though. Repeat, but it doesn't say Moshe and repeat it. Okay. So what is the reason? What is the reason?
It's by a Targuman in like a shear. The Tanami says in the Targumans over there. They would be louder. That was the idea that they can't.
Well, that was only... Because then
of him the Epsilon Metargum like vehicle carried a car, you might have a coro colo vehicle.
That's good with Tosus actually, right?
What?
That's good with Tosus.
Yeah, what the white one?
Because that's what happened by Sinai, that God lowered his voice.
The Kol Shel Moshe. So he means that they should both be the same.
Right.
Not that the Metargum should be lower.
Not only the Metargum is not allowed to be higher. He's not allowed to be lower.
Right. Well, they never say that.
They don't say that.
They don't say that. You just say that the Isser is on the Metargum.
Right.
They never say it's an Isser that the Kore can't be louder.
So why does it say in the Epsilon Metargum?
The Metargum by
Tom Kore
is the same thing.
The Metargum is supposed to make himself louder.
Who says the Metargum is supposed to what?
Make himself louder.
Right.
That was true. Same one with Tamatar.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, that's
the one. What?
Okay.
They have to be equal also in
Tamatar. Also in Tamatar.
Is that the whole idea, though? Is no, it makes it loud.
Yeah, it's the Shmiya Satami. What do
you mean?
Yeah.
Say it again.
That's interesting,
that's the purpose of the Targum of Talmud Torah.
Right,
it's
to make it loud.
Right,
make
it loud.
Can't make it low. That's the
Rav. Rav has a bigger letter, he lands on himself.
Right.
So there you need the Metargim to make it louder, to be Mashmi alone.
Right.
So So what is he saying? So he's saying, but nevertheless, when they
talk to each other,
they
should both be low. The Targum should lower his voice.
Should lower his voice.
It's funny. That's just like conversation. It's not like
right.
So there his voice should be the what should be what should be the same as the
as the color as the as
the
Rebbe.
Shaul.
As the Rebbe?
That's what you read, right? What?
His Targum of his voice should be the same when he asks the Rebbe. Should be the same as the Rebbe or the same as the Shaul?
This is the Isha Shaul with the Rebbe, Yosem Mikolarav.
Which means like he's only making it louder because he has to be much better than that, but it's as far as he's talking to the he's not the main guy.
What is it? He says below, so his voice could be lower. So the Metargan's voice could be lower than the Rav's, right?
Same.
It says the same?
Oh, it says you shouldn't raise. Well, you have to be a Rav called Yosef Mikol HaMetargan. Well, you have to be a HaMetargan called the Eish Yisho as a Rav, Yosef Mikol HaRav.
So it's both ways.
But it'd be lower.
No, but the Rav shouldn't be louder than the Metargan.
Yeah, but that's only when the Rav is... Say it again. Start here again.
Slowly. Hain shol ramatargim, hu shol arav, v'harav meishil ramatargim.
Okay.
Ramatargim meishil v'shol.
Okay.
V'lo yagbir arav kovo yosef mikol hamatargim.
But it could be lower than the matargim.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
V'lo yagbir ramatargim kovo v'eish shol es arav yosef mikol arav.
But it could be lower than arav.
Seems to be, it could be lower.
But this Gemara is
can't both be lower.
So I don't know what the Gemara is saying here. But if you have this halacha here?
Yeah, that's how I found it.
That's how you found it? This is the halacha.
It's in the tefillah.
Two sources.
You can read that one?
It pays it off.
In tefillah.
That one's got beautiful.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna find it.
Yeah, that's the difference between Talmud and
Tefillah. Talmud Tarim, yeah. It's not gonna be so simple.
I told you yesterday you wanna go right to the next Gemara. I said this is not so easy. This.
He's not. Well, right. The low yagbir
arav
kolo yosem in hakorei.
So it has to be both the same voice.
Uh-huh. Right, like Kriyas HaTorah.
And that's the Gemara Viv. In the Efshel and the Targum, and what's going on the Kriyas HaTorah.
So it's in both ways.
It's in both ways. So why is it Efshel? Why is it in both ways?
You mean by the level of the sound, its importance, your degree of importance?
No, because one thing, they both must compensate.
It doesn't say you have to answer the Amen in the same, level as the Baruch.
Right.
The Targum raises his voice higher. By Amen is Halacha that the Amen is a confirmation. So it can't be what?
Louder.
Of course, that would seem like it's an initiation. How does the Ram have it by Amen? He doesn't say that the other way around.
Right.
Yeah, the Mubarak is supposed to be his voice to conform to the Amen.
So over there it's Halacha because of the Amen is a confirmation of the nature of Amen. Right. But over here it's because Kriyas HaTorah is a repetition, is B'mokom Sinai. That's why the Gemara brings from Sinai.
Right.
So by Sinai, it's not because of the Svarah of the Amen. It's because this is a reenactment of Sinai, what we do every Shabbos. Okay? So it's a reenactment of Sinai, so you have the Metargim, so just like by Sinai the Metargim was equal to the Korei, right? So over here too it has to be equal.
But why by Sinai was it equal?
Good question. I'm just saying I don't want to skip a step. In other words, that this is a reenactment of Sinai. So the Gemara goes to Sinai. Alright, now why by Sinai? It's a good question. Why by Sinai? So what do you want to say there? The reason why I say you shouldn't skip a step is because this is the crux of the halacha is at Sinai.
Right, that's the source.
And now you can think, why by Sinai was it the same? You know what I mean?
It's fine.
Right,
nah, he
wasn't a fire agent or anything. It seems like
I'm asking you a question.
It's a different, role than the Great Authority.
What do you do?
From this, that Moshe's role by Sinai wasn't simply to convey words. It was really to set himself up as a Rav, as a Melamed. Okay, because he was the Melamed. So that's why it says, for instance, first when he received the Parsha, so first the four came in, did it four times, Aaron, old mother. So apparently, when Moshe Rabbeinu repeated the Dvar Hashem, so he was doing a Petaris Rebbe, setting himself up as a Rav. So as a Rebbe, he can't make it lower or higher. Because that would imply that the Divrei Rav is inferior. It's not inferior to the Dvar Hashem, because it's limud. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's repetition was Bataras Malamed. In other words, and they'd come and they'd ask him, and they'd his statement was Bataras Malamed. So therefore, you can't reduce the value of the Melamed.
I mean, you need them to a primary davar, but without a Melamed, then...
Yeah, so Elam is nothing. So that's why the Metargim is the same thing. That the Metargim is the Melamed. Because the Koreh is B'makam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Metargim is B'makam Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Ola is B'makam Klal Yisrael. So therefore, since it's Sinai, like you said before, it's very good. It means that the Tirgum and the Limud, the institution of Limud, can't be inferior even to the Dvar Hashem. Because the Dvar Hashem alone, without the Melamed, is worthless.
And it's different than my bracha, because the bracha without Amen is still a bracha.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
So you don't have it both ways.
That's right. Correct.
And if the Amen was louder than the bracha, the affirmation...
Because of the difference between the two by the Rebbe now?
By the Rebbe. What's by the Rebbe? What's the case of the Rebbe now? So they need the Metagans of Mashmiel La'am.
And he can't do them the same.
And he can't do it the same way, because then the Rav can do it. The Rav is weak and he can't do it, so you need a strong guy with a strong voice.
Right. But I guess he can make his voice louder, not to make his voice.
So what's the answer?
But isn't it so that he makes it, he has to make it louder, but he has to show that it's only because of the Tzoros. Therefore, when he talks to the Rav, he has to be reminded to call back to the same level as the Rav. So he's only doing it louder insofar as the situation demands.
Okay, but when he show the Rav?
Well, so then he has to be the same as the Rav. Because intrinsically, it's the same halakha, they'll both be the same, because they're both necessary. But it's just that this, the matir is the demand, so therefore he only has the right to do it when it's so far as it's demanded. But in the give and take with the rabbi and the rabbi, and the Torah, we don't need it. So then you have to be the same.
You're saying it's demonstrated for the purpose. I would say like this.
It can be destructive to the limbo.
Yeah, I would say like this. I would say that when the matargim is mashmiya la'om, he's an extension of the Rav. Right? Because the Rav can't do it, so he's helping out, so he's an extension of the Rav, so that's why he's not raising his voice higher. Because he's really functioning...
That's the Rav's voice.
That's the Rav's voice.
He's the microphone.
He's the microphone. But when somebody asks him a question, then he's not a microphone.
He's talking to the Rav,
and he's in the context of Limud. Right? He's talking to the Rav in the context of Limud because he has a Shaila. So there the Shaila isn't any less than the Torah, than the Rav.
It's funny because the Rav himself is the Rebbe. You know?
Is what?
He's the Rebbe.
Right.
And the Malame and the Mitzurgalan is just, like you'd think that the Rav is more primary.
I mean why the Rav is, what we were saying here, he's setting up Talmud Torah also just like Sinai. If I'm not mistaken, I think when you go through that Rambam, you see he's doing that.
Similarly, the vehicle.
Similarly,
people get the Torah through the Mezogim when they don't
right.
get to there. You see when they ask the questions, they get the
when they ask the questions, so then it's a question of limud. So in limud it can't be any lower or higher than the Rav, who's the source.
You see, also in the that is it.
That's very good. It works out nicely, huh?
Yeah. No, I think there's a question there. I think it's a condition. I can't remember.
Three halachas, right?
Talk about it, the brother. I got that.
Unless not unless
we're allowed to get that.
So if he is the rabbi, he's pretty sure. I mean, he's not saying he's not literally a tape recorder of the rabbis. The fact that the Meturgman says it says the guy's name, he just implies he's acting as like his own guy. He was just explaining to them what the rabbi said. He's not like just an amplifying the, you know.
He's not just amplifying.
Right. If he's just amplifying, then he should have to say Avi Mori.
And he should have to say.
Right. But he doesn't, but honestly, he says
he just says the name of that Avi Mori.
Right.
How about everything else? Anything he says in first
place? Right.
Let me read you what the Rambam says.
Yeah.
You know, it says, Eina ha-turgaman rashai lo libchos v'lo lehosif v'lo leshanos el im kein hayet ha-turgaman aviv shal chacham o rabba. Amar rab le-turgaman kach amar li rabbi kach amar li Avi Mori kishomer ha-turgaman ha-dvar la'am Omrim b'shem hachacham umazker shmo shel avi harav o shel rabba v'omer kach amar rabbana ploni afal pi shel lo hizker hachacham shmo she aser lo likros l'rabba o l'avi b'shmo. That's what's that,
right? I mean, so that means you have to say b'shem omer,
right?
When you said I went there, I thought
right, that's what I'm saying.
He's not a machine. No, he only modifies it in order to bring the ideas, right? But he's not a mechanical amplifier.
Right, but then I'm saying then how's it different than he's saying that he's the one who's like he's the middle guy who's teaching he used to be the same voice as the rabbi because they're two different plays. The rabbi's the guy who says it and then he's the one who tells the people.
Say it again, what?
So why don't you say that they have to be the same call? Because now you're saying is the rabbi's the one who's saying it and he's the one who's telling the people. So now they should be the same level again. Like the whole answer you're saying is that because no, then it's really the rabbi who's being much better.
That he's an extension of the rabbi.
Yeah, but if he's an extension of the rabbi, so then shouldn't he have to say it's a different kind of extension.
That's right, a different kind of extension. It's an extension for to be Mabes the Torah. But not to verbatim.
I understand.
It's not a verbatim extension. Right?
He's still
an extension in terms of the Chefetz Shel Torah. Right. Okay, so that explains all the cases?
Okay, so what are you saying? There are three?
Three. You have three cases. But that was ingenuity on the part of the Rambam. I don't know where in other words when he brings it back to him,
right.
So then he's involved in limud.
Right.
So then he can't ask for the same voice, just like Barsina. But where he's mashmiel on, then he's an extension of the Rav. So it doesn't have to. Okay.
If the Rav says I thought, what does the Matargim say?
I'm washing the Rav.
But then he's saying I thought, but he's an infant, the guy. Yeah, but it's not Avi Mori, so if he's Avi Mori, isn't it clear that he means the father of the Rabbi? Like he said, I means I thought, I mean the Rabbi father, and Avi Mori. Yeah, but Avi Mori, you see, Avi Mori is not going to be Omer Dover B'Shem Omer, because nobody knows who he is.
It's only Avi Mori is his shame vis-a-vis the son.
Vis-a-vis the son.
That's his name.
Right.
So his name's Avi Mori.
You also run into a problem because right. If the Turgman says it, why is he in the Turgman saying it?
No, because it should be known who the Mori D'Shmaitza is. Yeah.
But isn't it clear it's the father of the, you mean what his name is?
What was his name?
So you mean really, so you're in the presence of his father and he's lacking that. He can't accomplish that.
He can't accomplish that.
He really should be.
That's right.
No, it's practically.
Yeah, because you don't know who it is now. Unless you know his father.
Especially if the Chacham, that's a funny case a little bit, but if the Chacham quotes the Maturman's father, so you written them.
Now you're right. But if he quotes Maturman's father, so then he won't be able to say it.
Well, that's Avi Mori.